From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and yammer, 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 natter, 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 boompity, boompity, boomp. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It's Thursday, October 11th. And those of you who read our blog know what Luke's talking about.
You know, we get a lot of people who sometimes don't agree with everything we do, but maybe this would be the most creatively written diss of the show yet.
Yeah, who's to say we don't give our detractors airtime? Steven, we won't say his last name, wrote this on our blog yesterday. I hate this show. It's so annoying and shallow. It's all yammer, 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 natter, 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 boompity, boompity, boomp.
The Bryant Park Project, bringing you boompity, boompity, boomp since last Monday.
What's the boomp today? What do we got going on?
The boomp on the street involves the nation of Turkey, and there is a sort of growing tension between the U.S. and Turkey about Turkey's possible plans to go into the northern part of Iraq known as Kurdistan. Meanwhile, in Washington, there's all kinds of congressional doings that could be making Turkey angry. We're going to kind of unpack that story a little bit for you.
We'll also have some natter about foreclosures. There are new numbers out this morning that show that mortgage meltdown, it isn't over.
And justice, Kmart style, we'll talk about a woman, a Wall Street Journal assistant managing editor who managed to accidentally steal some flip-flops and get thrown down a rabbit hole of murky legal justice. We'll get her story. Also, we're going to get the top stories from Rachel Martin in just a moment. First, though, we've got the BPP's big story.